Today in our hot seat, we have Gagan Ahluwalia, the CEO and founder of Global Step. Hi, good to have you with us.
Sarah, Inga, it's a pleasure to be here.
Happy to have you here, Gagan. And so I think you are ready. Are we going to do this?
Let's get started and let's have fun with it.
Welcome to C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from language service providers of all sizes in the hot seat. We will ask tough questions and get inspired answers. Our hosts today are Nimzi's Inga Boonen, VP of Consulting, and Sarah Hickey, VP of Research.
So Gagan, in one sentence, can you tell us what Global Step actually does?
We enable our clients to deliver amazing and immersive digital experiences that impact their customers profoundly for the better through entertainment, through creation of joy, through creation of immersion. That's what we do.
What is the first career that you thought of having as a kid?
What I wanted to do for as far back in our childhood as I can remember is make an impact, make a positive change, profoundly impact the lives of people positively. So I thought about that more than I thought about a specific career.
Is that also how you spend your time when you're not working?
I love to travel. I love to learn. This planet is a beautiful fabric of different cultures, different people, amazing diversity. There is just so much to learn. This diversity creates beauty, but underlying this diversity is a commonality. And as I've traveled the world, it's been so amazing to discover our basic values of what is right and what is wrong are similar all across the world. What elevates us? There is so much that's common. And then there is a wonderful fabric of diversity that lies on top of that commonality. Understanding that, delving into it at a deep level, that's my passion when I'm not working.
Which are three countries that you would like to visit, and why would you choose them?
So, Inga, the first, I'll give you a region, Central Asia, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, because I know so little about those countries. And that is the connection between the West and the East. And I would just love as a student to go and understand and learn more. South Africa, which I've never visited. And what's inspiring to me about South Africa, if you look beyond whatever you may see on the surface, is that it's a country and a people that orchestrated peaceful change while living up to high aspirations and values that they wanted to bring into reality. And then there are portions of Latin America I know not enough about. So I'd love to go to Brazil. I'd love to go to Argentina.
What's the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Two, actually. One was from my father, who told me when I was very young, money can come and money can go. Success and fame can come and go. What you put inside yourself and develop yourself as a human being will stay with you forever. That's the true treasure that we accumulate as we embark on the journey of life. And the other was a practical piece of advice given by my first boss ever when I was 19 years old. And I was handling a very tough project. And he came to me at 10 o'clock at night and said, Gagan, remember, quitters are never winners.
So now my turn and time to crank up the heat in here. What inspired you to start your company?
Sarah, I wanted to create a company. That would be the embodiment of my highest dreams and aspirations. And in doing so, I wanted to connect the world. I wanted to foster global understanding. And it was a desire very similar to what an artist would have out of her or his inspiration to paint on a canvas and bring out what's in their heart. And for Global Step, the world turned out to be our canvas. And it is a painting that I've been embarked on for the last 15 years, and it's created much joy and much enrichment.
Was there like a specific breakthrough moment that you can recall when you realized, oh, you know, basically we can be very successful here, we can make some real money here or have a real impact, any kind of significant breakthrough that you can recall?
When we started, there are three things that we focused on. One, I wanted to create a company that was passionate about the success of our customers, who are people who we serve. And I wanted to create an organization where our people could actualize their potential. And we encased it in excellence in value creation and service delivery. We held on to these principles. And to me, my hypothesis was that if you run a business the old-fashioned way, everything else will take care of itself. And Sarah, it did. So that's what we focused on. So it was a dream, it was an aspiration, and due to the efforts of 1,500 people who now work at Global Step, in a very humble way, I think that we've been able to bring it to fruition.
How would you, just since you mentioned running a business in an old-fashioned way, how would you define that? Like, what do you mean by that?
If you have a service or if you do something that's creating value for your clients, people will hear of it. They will come to know about it. They will come to you. Focus on doing what you're doing very, very well, and everything else will take care of itself. That, to me, is an old-fashioned way of doing business. Focusing on the basics, customers, people, having a sound business model, and letting things take care of themselves.
What were the challenges along the way? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sarah, there are challenges every day, and I think that everyone, all of us in life, encounter challenges. What makes a difference is our attitude towards the challenges. So there was a time when a client that was 20% of our business went out of the business of making video games. For us, it was a stepping stone for success, because it meant we had to evangelize our story that much more powerfully in the industry. And through it, we continued to grow at 50%. And we took that and said that this is the best thing that could happen to us, because it's going to enable us to be better in things that we haven't focused on. I have the same attitude when things don't go well. I think that sometimes we can focus too much on looking at life as either a success or a failure. To me, the key is introspection and learning from what we do each day and endeavoring to be better today than we were yesterday and endeavoring to be better tomorrow than we are today.
How do you motivate your team? You seem to have such a positive outlook. And how do you like transfer that to your team? How do you keep them motivated?
I think that management is a function of inspiration. And inspiration is infectious. And it has to be genuine and it has to be real, because people are very smart. And everyone can figure things out. We all have a high level of emotional intelligence. And for us, it's a very clear articulation of a very simple business model. We want to be more passionate about the success of the people we serve than anybody else in the world. Whatever we do, we want to be excellent at it, or we don't want to do it. And if we're going to do it, we want to learn and very humbly be the best. And we want together to create an organization where all of us can fulfill our inherent potential and be everything we wish to be while creating value for our customers. It's a very simple message. Underlying this message is what I call the DNA of our business. We have a set of 16 values. And it is my belief that just as we as human beings have a character, and the character is independent of what we do, the job we have, or the role we have, it's who we are. We've taken a lot of time to develop with great clarity the character of Global Staff, the values of Global Staff. And we regard ourselves as an organization of values and not rules. So if there is clarity at that level, people know what is expected. And that to me is, I feel, the source of our collective inspiration as a company, as an organization, as a group of people all over the world.
As a CEO and founder, I assume you spend a lot of your time, of course, on the profitability of the business as well. But what are the three main things that you spend your time on at work that don't fall into the profitability category?
So, Sarah, to share my secret, I don't spend time on profitability. I feel that if one chases profitability, it will elude you. If you focus on creating value, profitability will follow. So the three things that I focus on are just the three that I mentioned earlier. Are we truly, truly in our DNA passionate about the success of the people we serve, our clients? And it's not what I say. The clients don't experience what Gagan feels. What they experience is how we feel on the front lines of our organization, Sarah. It's the people who are doing the next word of translation, who are checking, who are editing, who are answering an inquiry from a customer, who are responding to a chat, who are sending the next email out. So that's my focus, that does our brand live and do our values live on the front lines of the company? Second, are we doing everything we can to develop our people? Because we are in a services business. Our people are our intellectual capital. They are the true wealth of the company. If we want to do well, we have to develop, nurture, and nourish that wealth and grow that wealth. So it's not directly related to profitability, but it absolutely impacts profitability. Doing good things is usually good for the business, and people tend to forget that. And thirdly, it's just a matter of pride. Whatever we do as humble students, we've got to be the best in the world at doing it. Otherwise, how can we face our customers and say, come and do business with us? We won't have the moral authority or the right to say so. How do we earn someone's business? By being the absolute best that we can. So those are the fundamental principles on which we run business. And it is my belief for any business that runs on such principles, profitability will take care of itself. Because your clients will want you to be profitable. They want you to be in business. They want you to be there tomorrow for them.
What advice would you give to young entrepreneurs starting their own business in the language industry today?
Follow your dreams and don't be afraid of failure. You will be all right. You will make a living. But the satisfaction of knowing that you have the courage to follow your dreams is all the reward and consolation that you will need. And it will be the most meaningful reward at the end of the day.
That was very inspiring.
Absolute pleasure. And I must say that I have deeply enjoyed this. And I say that sincerely. It's just an excellent interview. Your questions are so insightful.
If anyone else feels like letting off some steam and you're part of the C-suite at a company in the language services industry, do sign up with us if you dare to sit in our hot seat.
Thanks for tuning in again, and look out for the next episode that will be published as a video on Multilingual TV and as a podcast on the NIMSY website. We'll see you there.